Time now is 7:35. Commentator and former poet Jennifer Pemberton wants to remind listeners that April is National Poetry Month and that you don't have to be a poet or even look like one to celebrate poetry in America.
I used to be a poet, professionally. I used to get paid to write poetry. Paid as in like a salary paid. But being a poet is like being from Idaho. It's a conversation stopper. It's the opening line for a long night. And quitting being a poet is not like quitting your job at the post office or dropping out of school. It's like saying, I used to be a man. But being a poet to me was a job. It felt like a job. It paid the bills. Most people think poetry is who you are, not just what you do. Most people think you can't stop being a poet. But believe me, you can. I haven't written a poem in nearly 10 years, and I'll be perfectly fine if I never write a poem again in my life. I was on a long bus ride recently. I was reading a book. It was a library book, and it wasn't poetry. It was a hardback novel with a stiff plastic cover. It smelled like new ink, and the spine cracked when I opened it. It was the kind of book most people read on the bus or the plane, you know, like a bestseller. A heavy, boyish-looking woman sat down next to me. She had a short-cropped afro and a thick ring through her nose like a door knocker. She was on her cell phone, and she was just talking away to someone named BJ. She just kept on talking until we got halfway to where we were going, where she got out for a smoke at the rest stop. She was finally off the phone when she got back on the bus, and she turned to me and said, "Are you a poet?" "Excuse me? You look like a poet. Are you a poet? What does a poet look like?" "You just got that look. So, are you?" "I don't know." "Is that a yes?" "Well, yes. I used to write poetry." I was scared. Who was this woman, and how did she know about my past? I was wearing jeans and a sweater and a floral scarf. After a while, I asked her, "Was it the scarf? Does this scarf make me look like a poet?" "I don't know. Yeah, maybe it was the scarf. And your hair." "I have poet hair?" "I like your hair. Thanks. I cut it myself." "A lot of poets cut their own hair." "That's not true. I don't know any poets who cut their own hair." "I cut my own hair." "And are you a poet?" "Me? No way. I don't write." "Don't or can't?" "Can't, don't, won't, whatever. I'm not a poet. I never will be." "So why do you know so much about poets?" I asked her. "I make books." "What do you mean, make books?" "I make books. Somebody's got to make the books you all write, or else nobody's going to be able to read the books you all write." "You work for a press or something?" "I'm a binder." "Get out. A bookbinder? Isn't that like being a cobbler or a blacksmith?" April is National Poetry Month, established by the Academy of American Poets in order to, quote, "widen the attention of individuals and the media to the art of poetry, to living poets, and to our complex poetic heritage." Each year, when National Poetry Month rolls around, I feel like I've gotten a postcard from my dentist wondering why I haven't had a cleaning in over 7 years. I feel mildly guilty. But if America can have a complex poetic heritage, then so can I. And because of my sordid past, I know a lot of poets. I know a lot of hardworking, down-to-earth Americans who make their living creating poetry. And I think this is really cool. But National Poetry Month isn't just about celebrating professional poets. It's about celebrating the poetry that's all around us. It's about learning to see it, to slip on those poetry-tinted glasses and notice the beauty and the truth of the world around us. And don't worry, we don't have to quit our day jobs. I'm not planning to come out of poetry retirement this month, but I do kind of have poet hair, I admit, and I am wearing a floral scarf, and I do kind of feel like going for a ride. Links to some of my favorite poems by my favorite poets will be at upr.org if you want to sit in the passenger seat. I'm the poet, formerly known as Jennifer Pemberton, and you're listening to Utah Public Radio.
Jennifer Pemberton is web manager here at UPR. If you'd like to listen to more of her commentaries, log on to our website at upr.org.